ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 3 முனி காண்டம் மந்த்ரா 3.7.1 அந்தர்யாமி பிராமணம் 7th பிராமணம். ஸோ இன் தி 4th அண்ட் தி 5th பிராமணம்ஸ் தி டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் வாஸ் கிவன் ஆஸ் சாக்ஷாத் அபரோக்ஷாத் பிரம்ம ய ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தரஹா. That was repeated in both the Brahmanas. And in this definition, the word Sarvantaraha is taken for analysis in the 6th, 7th and 8th Brahmanas. And Sarvantaraha means the inner essence we saw in the 6th Brahmanam in the last class, which is known as Gargi Brahmanam because Gargi asked the questions. And in this Brahmanam, the entire material universe is taken and the inner essence is analyzed. And we analyze the material universe. Subtle matter will be the inner essence of the gross matter. For inner essence, the Bhashyakara, that is Adi Shankaracharya, he points out three things. Number one, the inner essence will be the Karanam. And number two, it is sukshmam, it is more subtle. And number three, the inner essence will be more pervading. It is aparichinnam. So karanam, sukshmam, and aparichinnam will be the inner essence. Whereas the gross matter will be karyam, stulam, and parichinnam. So karyabhuta parichinna stula prapanchasya காரணபூத சூக்ஷ்ம அபரிச்சின்ன பிரபஞ்சா ஆந்தரஹா பவதி. அண்ட் இஃப் யூ கோ டு தட் சட்டில் மேட்டர் தென் தேர் வில் பி சம்திங் மோர் இன்டீரியர் டு தட் ஆல்சோ விச் இஸ் ஸ்டில் மோர் சட்டலர். ஸோ இஃப் யூ கோ இன்சைட் அகெயின் ஸ்டில் சட்டலர் மேட்டர் ஸ்டில் சட்டில் மேட்டர் வித்தவுட் எனி எண்ட். தென் வி கேன் ஃபைண்ட் எ சூக்ஷ்ம தாரதமியம். தாரதமியம் மீன்ஸ் கிரடேஷன். That we can find in the sukshma taratamya, this subtler matter will be antaraha to the gross matter. So this interior journey or the inner journey can culminate where once we come to know the subtlest matter possible, and it is this journey that we found in the 6th Gargi Brahmanam, and the subtlest matter that Yajnavalkya presented is Brahma Lokaha. So Shankaracharya points out the panchabhutas make up the Brahma Loka. That is what is said here. Then what is the specialty of panchabhutas which make up the Brahma Loka? It is the subtlest form of panchabhutas. The other lokas are also made up of panchabhutas only. But grosser lokas are made up of grosser panchabhutas and subtler lokas are made up of subtler panchabhutas and Brahma Loka is made up of the subtlest panchabhutas. Thus, Brahma Loka is Sarvantaraha with respect to what? With respect to material universe. And Yajnavalkya points out, up to this alone, we can go through what? Through Pratyaksha Pramanam, Anumana Pramanam, through logic, through analysis, through all of them, we can go only up to this level. If you want to go to more interior levels, we have to take into account the conscious principle also. And this conscious principle is not available for logical analysis. As we said in the last class, when we go to a level of matter, mind also becomes part of that study. So without understanding the mind, we will not be able to understand the matter deeper. But when we have to understand mind, we face a lot of problems because mind has to understand the mind. Since mind is not available for objectification by the mind itself, they find things becoming very hazy. And therefore, Yajnavalkya says, the next level of subtlety comes at consciousness level. And therefore, logic cannot enter that area. And that next level is Hiranyagarbha, who presides over the subtlest matter. All these we did in the last class. I am only summarizing the later portion. After Brahmaloka, the next inner essence is Brahmaloka Adipatihi. That is Hiranyagarbha, which is called in this Upanishad as Sutram. Sutram is another name for Hiranyagarbha. And here, the word Sutram is used with a positive intention, because Sutram is the inherent inner principle. As a thread inheres all beads and sustains all beads, similarly, Sutram inheres all matter and holds all matter together. So this Sutra Tattvam, this is the total mind, also called Hiranyagarbha, is not available for logical analysis. And therefore, Yajnavalkya gave the name Anatiprasnya Devata. This name is familiar to us from the last class. Anatiprasnya Devata for Hiranyagarbha or Sutra. It means that cannot be discussed at all in the field of logic, in the field of science, or in the field of perception. That is why Swamiji often says it is out of syllabus. That means what? It is in the law, from the logical field, we cannot discuss this. At the same time, we can discuss it once we bring in Shruti, the Shastra. So with Shruti-supported logic, we can discuss Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara, and Nirgunam Brahma. So after crossing the matter level, our journey should continue and go through three more levels. And what is the subtlest level at the matter field? We have said it is Brahmaloka. So up to that, science is sufficient to discuss. And the next jump is Sutram or Hiranyagarbha, and Agama or Shruti is required to understand that. And above Sutram is Ishwaraha, which is given a special name in this context, and that name is Antaryami. And that is the next step. Therefore, Brahmaloka to Sutram to Antaryami, that is the gradation. Then comes the final step, that is Antaryami to Aksharam Brahma, which is Nirgunam Brahma. So the journey is Brahmaloka to Sutram, Sutram to Antaryami, Antaryami to Aksharam. In these three levels, Hiranyagarbha happens to be Sopadikaha, associated with Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. Sopadikaha means with Upadi. And Ishwara or Antaryami is also Sopadikaha, associated with Samashti Karana Prapancha. Hiranyagarbha Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, and Ishwara Samashti Ishwara or Antaryami Samashti Karana Prapancha or Maya. And beyond that, Aksharam is Nirupadikam Brahma. So Sopadika Karma Brahma is with medium Upadi, Nirupadikam without Upadi. So Nirgunam Brahma, not associated with anything. So the two Sopadikam Brahma and one Nirupadikam Brahma is seen. Now Gargi has withdrawn because Yajnavalkya threatened her, if you ask further questions without accepting Shruti Pramanam, then her head will burst. That means what? We take it figuratively, will not get any concrete idea at all. Now that Gargi has withdrawn, the next challenger continues. He comes to continue the Sarvantara Atma journey. And in the seventh Brahmanam, we get Sutram and Antaryami. That is the Brahmanam we are going to see now. Sutram is the inner essence of Brahmaloka, as said in the last chapter. And Antaryami is the inner essence of Sutram. Sutra means Hiranyagarbha. I hope we get the picture now. So Sarva Lokasya Antaraha Brahmalokaha, and Brahmalokasya Antaraha Sutram, and Sutrasya Antaraha Antaryami, and Antaryaminaha Api Antaraha Nirgunam Brahma. This is the journey. So in this Brahmanam, Sutram and Antaryami, they all come. And since Antaryami is the most important subject in the entire Upanishads, as also in this Brahmanam, this seventh Brahmanam is known as Antaryami Brahmanam. Here there is no, all other things are all Gargi Brahmanam, all names were there. Here there is no student. So no name is given after the challenger. So in all other Brahmanams, the name of the challenger came. So this is called Antaryami Brahmanam. So this Antaryami Brahmanam alone is popularly known as, the Antaryami is known as Ishwaraha, and that Ishwara is worshipped in all temples. All archanas are all for this Antaryami. All prarthanas are directed towards this Antaryami. All vigrahams are for this Antaryami only. Popular Ishwara is none other than this Antaryami. So what is the pramanam for Ishwara in the Upanishads? The answer is Antaryami Brahmanam. This Brahmanam is the pramanam for that. So this Brahmanam begins with a story that we actually started as section 3.7.1. Let us read. Atahainam uddhalaka arunippa pracham yajnavalkyeti hovacham madreshvavasamam patanjalasya kapyasyam griheshu yajnamadhiyanaha tasya asid bharyam gandharvagrihitam tamapracchamam kositim sobravit kabanda atharvana itim sobravit patanjalam kapyam யாகிகாம்ச்சம் வேத்த நூத்வம் காப்யம் தத் சூத்ரம் யேன அயஞ்ச லோகஹ பரஸ்ச லோகஹ சர்வாணி ச பூதானி சந்த்ரப்தானி பவந்தி இதி சோப்ரவீத் பதஞ்சல காப்யஹ நாஹம் தத் பகவன் வேதேதி சோப்ரவீத் பதஞ்சலம் காப்யம் யாகிகாம்ச்சம் வேத்த நூத்வம் காப்யம் தமந்தர்யாமினம் ய இமம் ச லோகம் பரஞ்ச லோகம் சர்வாணி ச பூதானி யோந்தரோ யமயதீதி சோப்ரவீத் பதஞ்சல காப்யஹ நாஹம் தம் பகவன் வேதேதி சோப்ரவீத் பதஞ்சலம் காப்யம் யாஜ்ஞிகாம் ச யோ வை தத் காப்யம் சூத்ரம் வித்யாத் தஞ்ச அந்தர்யாமினமிதி ச பிரம்மவித் ச லோகவித் ச தேவவித் ச வேதவித் ச பூதவித் ச ஆத்மவித் ச சர்வவிதி தேபியோ பிரவீத் ததஹம் வேத தச்சேத்வம் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யம் ஸ்ரூத்ரமவித்வான் தஞ்ச அந்தர்யாமினம் பிரம்மகவி உதஜசே மூர்தாதே விபத்ஷ்யதேதி வேதவா அஹம் கௌதம தத் சூத்ரம் தஞ்ச அந்தர்யாமினமிதி யோவா இதம் இதம் கஷ்டித் கஷ்டித் ப்ரூயாத் வேத வேதேதி யதா வேத ததா ப்ரூஹீதி. லாங் மந்த்ரா. சோ தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா இன் திஸ் பிராமணம் இஸ் எ ஸ்டோரி. தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சேலஞ்சர் இஸ் உத்தாலக ஆருணிஹி. தட் இஸ் த நேம் இஸ் உத்தாலக அண்ட் ஆருணி போத் சேம் பர்சன். உத்தாலக ஆருணி இஸ் த நேம். ஹீ நேரேட்ஸ் த ஸ்டோரி. ஹீ இஸ் தி ஃபேமஸ் ஒன் இன் தி கட்டோபனிஷத். Nachiketa's father, if you remember that, yatam purastat bhavita pratita audhalakir arunir mat prasrishtaha sukagam ratri shayitam vitamanyuhu tvam tadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. That this Uddhalaka Aruni's name came there, the 11th mantra in the first section. So the Uddhalaka Aruni is the challenger. He approaches Yajnavalkya. அத்த ஏனம் உத்தாலக ஆருணிஹி பப்ரச்ச. உத்தாலக அண்ட் ஆருணி, ஆஸ் ஐ டோல் யூ, தே ஆர் நாட் டூ பீப்புள், தேர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ஸோ ரிமெம்பர் டூ நேம்ஸ் ஃபார் ஈச் ஆஃப் த சேலஞ்சஸ் இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர் தட். ஸோ ஆருணி அண்ட் உத்தாலகா ஹியர். ஸோ யாஜ்ஞவல்கேதி ஹோவாச்ச. ஹீ அட்ரஸ்ட் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா அண்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் மத்ரேஷு அவசாம. ஒன்ஸ் அப்பான் அ டைம், ஒன்ஸ் அப்பான் அ டைம் we were living in a place called Madradesha, maybe Madras, I don't know, Madradesha. Swamiji also says that. So patanchalasya kapyasya griheshu, in the house of a great brahmana, his name is Patanchala or Kapyaha. He also has got two names. And for what purpose they all went there? Yajnam adiyanaha, for learning how to perform various yagas. Tasya asit bharya Gandharva Grihita. That Patanjala's wife was sitting there and she was under the control of a ghost, Gandharva. A Gandharva possessed her. In the previous instance, we saw his daughter was possessed. Now the wife was possessed by a Gandharva. Gandharva ghost. So there also we came, and Patanjala's family only. And there it was daughter, now it is his wife. So, Tham Aprichama Kosithi. So we all asked, all Aruni and all these people, they all asked that Gandharva, who are you? And Saha Abravit Kabandaha Atharvanaha Iti. That Gandharva said, I am Kabanda, Vikabanda with another name. He also has two names. Kabanda is one name, another name is Atharvanaha. This Atharvana name is also familiar to us. And you should remember, Gandharvas are supposed to be superior people with superior knowledge, esoteric knowledge, and all kinds of things. So the very purpose of introducing the Gandharva is what? His knowledge is apavarusheya jnana. It is not a paurusheya jnana, not a man-made knowledge. It is apavarusheya jnana, not born out of human intellect or human perception or human anumana. So Gandharva is introduced to show that Aruni's knowledge is derived from this Gandharva's knowledge, which is supernatural knowledge. Atharvana iti. Saha abravit patanchalam kapyam yagigamscha asman. That Gandharva addressed Patanchala, the husband, and also the Yajna students. So Yajnam adyeti iti yagnikaha. So all those students who are interested in learning the Yajna vidhi, Yaga vidhi. So that Gandharva addressed all of us, including Aruni. So Aruni tells the story to Yajnavalkya. What did that Gandharva ask them? Vetanu tvam kapya tat sutram. He kapya Patanjala, do you know that sutram? The Hiranyagarbha tattvam. What type of sutram is it? Yena ayancha lokaha parascha lokaha sarvanicha bhutani sandrubdhani bhavanti. Sandrubdhani means are all held together, kept together, like a thread in a mala. In the same way, Hiranyagarbha is the inner thread, and because of that, everything is held together. And that is why he gets the name Sutra. Sutravat Sutra. Okay. And what all things Hiranyagarbha holds together? A list is given in the mantra. Ayancha lokaha. Acharya Shankaracharya says, ayancha lokaha means idam, vartamana, shariram. This present body, the present physical body. Lokaha here means body. So vartamana means present. So this present body and parascha lokaha, shariram which comes later. Loka again body. Shariram that comes later. That is bhavi shariram, future body. And not only that, sarvanicha bhutani, all beings, all the sharirams, all of them. In short, the entire cosmos which is full of beings. So, sandrubdhani bhavanti. They are all supported by, held together by this sutram. Do you know that sutram, he kapya? That is a question. So, this is the first question of Gandharva to Kapya as narrated by Uddalaka Aruni. So, we are now clear. What is the context? The question of Gandharva to Kapya as narrated by Uddalaka Aruni. Here, Uddalaka Aruni is the narrator and Patanjala Kapya is Guru, whose wife is possessed by the Gandharva. Now, Patanjala answers first question. He said, I don't know, to the Gandharva. So, Bravit Patanchalaha Kapyaha Naham Bhagavan Vedeti. This is the story part. And what is the significance of the story? The significance of the story is, a normal educated human being cannot know Hiranyagarbha through Pratyaksha Anumana Pramanas. Either by inference or Pratyaksha, one cannot have the knowledge of Hiranyagarbha. That is why no scientist talks about Hiranyagarbha, because Hiranyagarbha is not available for science. How it is indicated? Because Patanjala, a well-educated person himself, who has been teaching many people, he's a guru, he indicates that he himself does not know. Therefore, it is not a paurusheya vishayaha. And not only that, indirectly, another idea also is said here. Yajnavalkya, may you be careful, because how can you, even great people like Patanjala does not know this topic. Aruni is telling this topic. And therefore, how can you, an ordinary man, know this answer? Therefore, indirectly, Uddalaka Aruni threatens Yajnavalkya also. And this is the answer to the first question. Now comes the second question. Saha Abravit Patanjalaha Kapyaha Yajnikamscha.
Saha, Saha means Gandharva, presented his second question directed to Patanjala, the husband, as well as all of us, the students also. So Yajnyakam, Asmamscha. What is the second question now? Vetanu Tvam Kapya Tam Antaryamina Kapya Patanjala. Do you know Antaryami, who is superior even to Hiranyagarbha the Sutram? Who is the inner essence? And who is that Antaryami and what is his function? Yaha Imamcha Lokam Parancha Lokam Sarvanicha Bhutani Antaraha Yamayati. Antaryami means inner controller. Antaha inner yami means controller. So derived from the root yam, yamayati, yachati. So to control. So from that only came Yamadharmaraja's name. Population controller is Yamadharmaraja. So Yama controls the world very well through Kala Tattvam, the time principle. So Yama means controller. And Antaha, Antaha, one who does not control by remaining outside, but from inside. Just like a person sitting within the car and controls the car. Similarly, Antaryami does not sit in Vaikuntha or Kailasa and controls us. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati Ramayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. Krishna said. In fact, the essence of Antaryami Brahmanam, this particular shloka in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna captured. Ishvaraha Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Antaryami is a better word than Ishvara. Because Ishvara means we see upwards, we look at the skies. But when we say Antaryami, then we will not look outside, it is inside. We will understand it is as Antaha. It is Atis Antahasan Yamayati. Inside. Okay. What all he controls? Yamayati, what are the things he controls? Imancha Lokam and Parancha Lokam. Antaryami controls all Shariram. I said loka here means shariram, body. So he controls all shariams, sarvanicha bhutani, all the beings, which indicates Hiranyagarbha also. So Antaryami controls everything, including Hiranyagarbha also. Antaryami is the controller of everyone, including the Sutram or Hiranyagarbha. In fact, Hiranyagarbha comes under exalted jiva category only. It's also a jiva, an exalted jiva. As I told you earlier, superior sukshma shariram and all kinds of things I already mentioned. Whereas Antaryami comes under Ishvara category. And do you know this Antaryami? That is the second Apaurushaya question. So Kapya gives the same answer. Kapya Patanjala gives the same answer. Naham tam Bhagavan Vedeti. Naham Vedeti. I don't know. And Saha Abravit Patanjalam Kapyam Yajnikamscha. The Gandharva addressed all of us again. And he glorified the knowledge of Antaryami and the Hiranyagarbha Sutram. This knowledge makes one great. Therefore, he says, Yo vai tat kapya sutram vidyat. If one knows Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara or Sutram and Antaryami. So Ishvara, Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, Sutram. We should understand that in that way. Then he becomes omniscient. A person who knows, he becomes omniscient. Don't you know such knowledge? That is the question he asks. The omniscient is described in several ways. He says, Saha Brahma Vidbhavati, Loka Vidbhavati, Deva Vidbhavati, Veda Vidbhavati, Bhuta Vidbhavati, Atma Vidbhavati. In short, Sarva Vidbhavati. One who knows that sutra and the inner controller. He knows Brahman, he is a Brahmajnani, Brahmavit. He knows all the worlds, Lokavit, all the Devas, Devavit. He knows all Vedas, Vedavit. Because the scriptures, Vedas are the Pramanams, the scriptures. And all the beings, Bhutavit. He knows all the Bhutavit Bhavati. In short, he knows all. And he will become Atmavit, knower of Atman, the inner self also. And in short, Saha Sarvavit Bhavati. He will become Sarvajnaha. That is why Krishna said in the 15th chapter, Urdvam Ulamada Shakam Ashvattam Prahuravyayam Chandam Siyasya Parnani Yastam Vedasa Vedavit. He is the knower of all the scriptures. Then we have to extend this story now. Since Gandharva glorified this knowledge, all these people got interested in this knowledge. Because it is an apavrishaya jnanam. Therefore, Patanjala and all students, including Uddalakaruni, they became students. We should understand the context. Uddalakaruni and several people went on a tour, right, to Madhradesha. They became students of Gandharva and asked him to teach them Sutra and Antaryami. And taught by the Gandharva, Aruni also got Sutra Jnanam and Antaryami Jnanam. So it is presumed that Aruni tells all these to Yajnavalkya. This is not said here, but he tells all these to Yajnavalkya. He says, I am going to ask you about that Sutra or that Hiranyagarbha which I learned from that Gandharva. So through that secret code, I learned. He says, Tebhyaha Abravid Tadaham Veda. Gandharva taught that knowledge to all of us. Tebhyaha, so Yajnikebhyaha Ityartha. So now, Tadaham Veda. Hey Yajnavalkya, I have got that knowledge received from the Gandharva. Now, what is my question? Now the challenge begins. He says, Yajnavalkyam Tat Chetvam Yajnavalkyam Sutram Antaryaminancha Avidvan. Hey Yajnavalkya, Avidvan, Na Janati. If you don't know Sutram and Antaryami, you are certainly inferior to me. That is not said, but it's implied. I know that because I got it from Gandharva. So, and I become superior if you don't know that. And then what happens? What is the implication of that? The cows belong to me. They will become my property because they are the property of a scholar. So it will also belong to me because you didn't know what I knew. So Sutram Avidvan Antaryaminam Cha Avidvan. So if you don't know Sutram and Antaryami, Sutra means again Hiranyagarbha Antaryami and Brahma Gavihi Udajase. Brahma means scholar. Brahmavid. So Brahmavidaha Gavaha Brahmagavihi. The cows which can become the property of only a scholar. Then Udajase, Udasim Unnayati. If you carry those cows without qualifying for that, then what will happen? He tells him the same thing. Murda te vipatishyati. Your murda, your head also will fall. So he threatens, Aruni threatens him. He thought Yajnavalkya would surrender the cows and then say, "Go, I will go away." But Yajnavalkya says, "My dear Aruni, I know Sutra and Hiranyagarbha very well." So Yajnavalkya says, "Vedava Aham Gautama." Gautama is another name also for Aruni. So Uddalaka, Aruni and Gautama. This Gautama name has come earlier also. We have seen that in another context, in another question. Aham Vedava, I clearly know Sutrancha. Tam Antaryaminancha, both Hiranyagarbha, the Sutram, and Antaryami Jnanam, I know. On hearing this from Yajnavalkya, Aruni gets angry. He says, anyone can say, I know. People always say, I know. So we are very used to hearing people. Whatever you say, they will say, I know. By saying so, you are not proving anything. You have to tell me in what way you have understood Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami. You should tell me clearly, you must explain. So Aruni says, Yova idam kaschit bruyat veda vedeti. Here, yo and kaschit should be actually joined together. Yaha kaschit bruyat. Anybody can make this statement. What statement? Veda vedeti. I know. Anybody can say. Now what I want you to do is, yata veta tata bruhi. Please tell me what you know. Yata veta. Tell Tata Bruhi. Please define Sutram and Antaryami. So this is the challenge given to Yajnavalkya. And in the following mantras, first Yajnavalkya will define Sutram briefly, only in one mantra. And thereafterwards, Antaryami will be defined elaborately in several shlokas, 20 and odd shlokas he is going to bring. Because the word Antaryami is repeated often, this Brahmanam is known as Antaryami Brahmanam. Mantra 3.7.2. Sahovacha Vayurvai Gautama Tat Sutram Vayuna Vai Gautama Sutrena Ayancha Lokaha Parascha Lokaha Sarvanicha Bhutani Sandridhani Bhavanti Tasmadvai Gautama Purusham Preta Mahuhum வியஸ்ரம் சிஷதம் அஸ்யாங்கானீதிம் வாயுநாஹி கௌதம சூத்ரேணம் சந்திருப்தானி பவந்தீதி ஏவமேவ ஏவத யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யம் அந்தர்யாமினம் ப்ரூஹீதி ஏதத் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய அந்தர்யாமினம் ப்ரூஹீதி. சஹோவாச்ச, ஹேவிங் பீன் ரிக்வெஸ்டட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் த சூத்ரம் அந்தர்யாமி பை ஆருணிம் உதாலக ஆருணிம், யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா உவாச்ச, யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா ஹி பிகின்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன், ஹே கௌதம வாயுர் வை தத் சூத்ரம், ஹே ஆருணி கௌதம உத்தாலகம், தத் சூத்ரம் அபவுட் தட் சூத்ரம் தட் இஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப அண்ட் இட் சிக்னிபிகன்ஸ். ரிமெம்பர் த்ரூ அவுட் வி வில் யூஸ் த வேர்ட் சூத்ரம் ஒன்லி ஃபார் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப, ஸோ தட் கெட் ஃபெமிலியரைஸ் வித் த டேர்ம் சூத்ரம் இன் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப, பிகாஸ் வி ஆர் சோ ஃபார் ஃபெமிலியர் வித் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப, நவ் வி வில் யூஸ் த வேர்ட் சூத்ரம் மோர். ஸோ த வேர்ட் சூத்ரம் ஹேஸ் காட் ஏ சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ விச் தி வேர்ட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப டஸ் நாட் கன்வே. தி ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப தட் இஸ் யூஸ் டு கன்வே ஆம்னிஷியன்ஸ், ஸோ சர்வஜதா, பிகாஸ் ஹிரண்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஞானம். பட் வென் வி வாண்ட் டு கன்வே அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஐடியா விச் இஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஹோல்ஸ் டுகெதர் எவ்வரி இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஷரீரம் ஸ்தூலம் அண்ட் சூஷ்ம ஷரீரம், டு கன்வே ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஹோல்ஸ் ஆர் சஸ்டைன்ஸ் ஆல் த சரீரம்ஸ் டுகெதர், தி ஐடியா ஆஃப் சஸ்டனன்ஸ், தி ஐடியா ஆஃப் ஹோல்டிங் டுகெதர், த வேர்ட் சூத்ரம் இஸ் பெட்டர். ஸோ சூத்ரம் லிட்டரலி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எ த்ரெட். ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் அ த்ரெட் holds together all the beads of a mala, so the same way Hiranya Garbha holds together all sthula shariram and sukshma shariras. Here the context is not omniscience but sustenance, and so sutram is more appropriate word here. So remember, Hiranya Garbha and sutram are same. So now the question is, what is the sutram which is keeping all of them together? And Yajnavalkya answers, வாயுஹு. He says வாயுஹு, வாயுஹு மீன்ஸ் சமஷ்டி பிராண தேவதா, விச் அலோன் ஹாஸ் த பவர் ஆஃப் லைஃப் ஆக்ஷன் சஸ்டனன்ஸ். அண்ட் வீ ஹவ் டு நோட் வாயு டஸ் நாட் ரெஃபர் டு இனர்ட் ஏர், பட் வாயு ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு த தேவதா பிஹைண்ட் வாயு, வாயு தேவதா ஆர் சமஷ்டி பிராண தேவதா. அண்ட் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் ஃபர்தர், வாயுனா வை கௌதம சூத்ரேண சன் சந்திருப்தானி பவந்தி. ஸோ வாருணா வாயுனா சூத்ரேன பை வாயு தத்துவம் அதர்வைஸ் கால்டு சூத்ர தத்துவம் அலோன் சந்திருப்தானி பவந்தி, ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் சந்திருப்தானி மீன்ஸ் அஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் ஏர்லியர் தே ஆர் ஹெல்ப் டுகெதர் ஆர் சஸ்டைன்ட் டுகெதர், ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் சஸ்டைன்ட் டுகெதர் பை தி வாயு தத்துவம். அண்ட் வாட் ஆல் திங்ஸ் ஆர் சப்போர்டட் பை தட்? ஹீ சேஸ் அயஞ்ச லோகா லோகா, we have seen this earlier, idam vartamana shariram, the present body, and paralokaha bhavi shariram, bhavi shariram means the future body, and sarvani cha bhutani, in short all the beings, sarvani sharirani vayunam pranena eva sandrabdhani, prana tattvam devata only, prana devata only holds them together. How do you prove? It is very simple. Sri a dead body, he tells Gautama. So, tamadvai gautaman, that is the reason that we experience the following things. What is it? Purusham pretam, he is telling. Purusham pretam, pretam means dead body, dead shariram. Purusham is shariram, dead shariram. Pretam is dead. So, a dead body, mritam shariram. And in the dead body, what unique thing has happened? The prana had left. That is why maranam is called prana utkrantihi. When the prana leaves the body, it cannot survive even for a few hours. As long as prana is there, wait, even minutes. As long as prana is there, the body is respected by me. For a few, but I send the body, I pamper the body, I dress up the body, I do all the things. And not only that, others also respect the body. They come and sit by my side, no problem. The moment prana goes away, as Acharya says in Bhajagovindam very beautifully, யாவத் பவனோ நிவசதி தேஹே தாவத் பிரிச்சதி குஷலம் கேஹே கதவதி வாயௌ தேஹா பாயே பார்யாபிப்யதி தஸ்மின் காயே. எவ்ரிஒன்ஸ் ஈவன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் வைஃப் இஸ் அஃப்ரைட் பார்யாபிப்யதி தட் பட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த டெட் பாடி விச் ஷி ஹட் லவ்ட் ஃபார் ஆல் தீஸ் இயர்ஸ் அண்ட் தேவர் டுகெதர் ஃபார் ஆல் தோஸ் இயர்ஸ். அண்ட் நாட் ஓன்லி தட், எனி ஒன் கோஸ் அரவுண்ட் they also takes a bath, they go to the place take a bath because it is avacham. They don't want to come home without this thing, taking a bath. Because even medically, it is not safe to retain the body for a long time as the body begins to putrefy, decay. Therefore, he says, Vyasram Sikshara. So, Sikshati. So, body falls apart. Sikshati means falls apart. So, remember in Bhagavad Gita also, Gandivam Samsate Hastad. So, Sams, Dhatu. So, with falls apart. Angani. What are the things that fall apart? Angani. All organs fall apart. They get loosened. They decay. Iti Ahuhu. That is how people talk. And therefore, we have to use logic of Anvaya Vetirekai again. So, prana satve shariraha satvam. When prana is there, shariram satvam. Prana abhave. When prana is not there, sharirasya eva abhavaha. So, vikiranam bhavati. Tasmad pranaha eva sharira dharakaha. Dharakaha is important word here. Dharakaha means that is like the sutram, the crucial word. So, vayunahi gautamam sutrena sandruddhani bhavanti. Therefore, the conclusion is what? Prana tattvam alone keeps alive all the living beings. Everything becomes irrelevant and meaningful only in the presence of this prana, this sutra. So, etat sutram eva, evam, eva bhavantim, yajnavalkya. So, Aruni says, this is the sutra that is exactly as you explained. Now, Aruni asks his second question on antaryami. So, sutram question is over. Antaryami question he is asking. Therefore, he says, Antaryaminam Bruhi Iti. Aruni asks all about Antaryami, which is going to be very elaborately discussed by Yajnavalkya. And because of this entire Brahmanam is called Antaryami Brahman. We will read the mantra from the third mantra up to the 14th mantra, which is all in one section. It is describing the Antaryami. Mantra 3.7.3. Incidentally, I forgot to mention to you the book that I follow also. The Swamiji has been following this book only. So I didn't know that he was following this book, but fortunately I landed on this book. It's very convenient for me to understand the way Swamiji develops. Anyway, 3.7, it says Ramakrishna Mission book. I already mentioned, I think, in one of the classes. It's a book from the Ramakrishna publications. Ramakrishna at Mylapur. So mantra 3.7.3. Ya prithivyam tishtan prithivya antaraha yam prithivina veda yasya prithivi shariram ya prithivim antaro yamayati yeshata atmam antaryam yamrutaha antaryam yamrutaha yopstu tishtan adbyontaraha yam apona viduhu yasya apa shariram yopontaro yamayati yeshata atmam antaryam yamrutaha Yognau tishtan agnirantaraha yamagnirna veda yasya agnishariram yogni mantaro yamayati yeshata atma antaryam yamrutaha yontarikshe tishtan antarikshadantaraha yamantariksham na veda yasya antariksham shariram yontariksham antaro yamayati yeshata atma antaryam yamrutaha yo vayo tishtan vayorantaraha yam vayurna veda yasya vayu shariram yo vayu mantaro yamayati yeshata atmam antaryam yamrutaha yo divi tishtan divontaraha yam dhyaurna veda yasya dhyau shariram yo diva mantaro yamayati yeshata atma antaryam yamrutaha ya adityo aditye tishtan adityadantaraha yam adityo na veda yasyaditya shariram ya aditya mantaro yamayati yeshata atma antaryam yamrutaha yo dikshu tishtan digbhyontaraha yam dishona viduhum yasya dishas shariram yo dishontaro yamayati yeshata atma antaryam yamrutaha yas chandratarake tishtan chandratarakadantaraham yam chandratarakam na vedam yasya chandratarakam shariram yas chandratarakam antaro yamayati yeshata atmam antaryam yamrutaham ya akashe tishtan akashadantaraha yam akashena vedam यस्य आकाश शरीरम य आकाशमन्तरोयमयति एषत आत्मा अन्तर्याम्यमृतः यस्तमसि यस्तमसि तिष्ठन् तमसोऽन्तरः यं तमो न वेद यस्य तमःशरीरं यस्तमोऽन्तरोऽयमयति एषत आत्मा अन्तर्याम्यमृतः यस्तेजसि तिष्ठन् तेजसोऽन्तरः यं तेजो न वेद यस्य तेजःशरीरं यस्तेजोऽन्तरोऽयमयति एषत आत्मा अन्तर्याम्यमृतः इत्यदि दैवतम् अताधिभूतम्. So the nature of Antaryami is being discussed in all these mantras. Antaryami, as we told, is the inner essence of Sutram. Or put it in our language, the Ishvara is the inner essence of Hiranyagarbha. Antaryami is Ishvara, is the inner essence of Hiranyagarbha, the Sutra. And remember the definition of Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha is what? Samashti Sukshma Sharira Sahita Chaitanyam is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Karna Sahita Chaitanyam, Sahita Chaitanyam is what? Is Ishvara. So Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Shariram and Karna Shariram is Samashti, Ishvara is Samashti Karna Shariram. Okay. So therefore Karna Shariram has to be the inner controller of Sukshma Shariram. Karana Prapancha has to be the inner controller of Sukshma Prapancha, and therefore Ishvara has to be the inner controller of Sukshma Prapancha. So this intro of Hiranyagarbha or Antaryami has to be the inner controller of Sutra. And here in every mantra, five features of Antaryami are said. And what are those five features? And the first feature is that in where Antaryami resides, whatever be the residence of Hiranyagarbha, that is the residence of Antaryami also. Whatever be the residence of Taijasa, that alone is the residence of Prajna also. What is that? The Stula Shariram in case of individual or Stula Prapancha in place of Hiranyagarbha. That is the indwelling, and within that itself Antaryami also is there. And the Antaryami is inside the universe. That means what? Antaryami is not outside, but it is inside. It is within. This is the first feature regarding the residence of Antaryami, where Antaryami resides. When you say something is dwelling on the earth, that means what? It can, the second feature we are going to go, it can be either outside the earth or interior in the earth. When we say Antaryami resides inside or outside, it is internal and not external. That is the second feature. And the third feature is, Antaryami, that Hiranyagarbha cannot know or objectify Antaryami. Why? Because Antaryami is the inner essence of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Antaryami is Avishayaha. It is not the object of knowledge. Avishayatvam is the third. Avishayatvam is the third feature. And the fourth feature is the body of Antaryami is the same as the body of Hiranyagarbha. That means the medium of interaction. They do not have separate bodies. Both have got the same body. That is, the physical universe happens to be the body of Hiranyagarbha, and the physical universe happens to be the body of Antaryami Ishvara also. Or to discuss in at the individual level, the Stula Shariram is the body of Taijasa and that of Prajna also. Actually, this Vishwa, Virat, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara, Prajna, Ishvara, these are all terms we are already familiar from Tattva Bodha. So the grass body and the individual grass body and the total grass body, that is Vishwa and Virat, and Prajna and Hiranyagarbha, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. Taijasa is the at the Vesti level, individual Sukshma Sharira, and at the total level Hiranyagarbha. And again the thing is Prajna and Ishvara, Karna Shariram. At the individual level is Prajna, and at the total level is Ishvara. These are all from Tattva Bodha. Please refer to that when you have the definitions for all these things on it. I only use these terms here freely because they are all already familiar, supposed to be familiar to us. So to discuss it at the individual level, the Stula Shariram is body of Taijasa also and that of Prajna also. That is why in Mundaka Upanishad also we saw Dua Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Vriksham Parishaswajate. We already saw that thing. Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhaya. In the same Vriksham, in the same Vriksham, in the same body alone, Jiva as are also Ishvara, they both reside. Both enjoy the same body. And this is the fourth feature. And the fifth and the most important feature is Antaryami is the inner controller. So these are all the five features repeated in every mantra. All the mantras that we repeated, we read, it is repeated in every mantra. So the five words indicate five distinct features of Antaryami. As such, they are all repeated in every mantra. What are the five words repeated? Tishtan. You would have heard the word when I read. Tishtan is one common word. Antaraha, another one. Naveda, third one. Shariram, fourth one. And Yamayati, fifth one. But here, instead of talking, taking Hiranyagarbha as a whole, the Upanishad or Yajnavalkya, he divides Hiranyagarbha into many devatas. Because Hiranyagarbha is all the devatas put together and it is a single unit. It is like dividing an individual into many organs. For example, I, the one individual, can be divided into many parts. From the standpoint of I am the seer. From the ears, I am the hearer. From the nose, I am smeller. So if there are 17 organs, we already told, sthula shariram, that is that the body has got three shariram, the sthula shariram is the gross body that you see. And sukshma shariram has 17 components, five jnanendriyas, five karmendriyas, pancha pranadeha, five pranas, and the manas and buddhi. So 17, all 17. So the body, sukshma shariram, subtle body, can be divided into 17 17 components. And the same, the total Hiranyagarbha's body also, which is the sukshma shariram, also will have 17 parts. So jiva can be divided into 17 personalities. Again, refer to Tattva Bodha for all these. So pancha jnanendriyas, karmendriyas, and pancha pranadeha, manas and buddhi. So if an individual can be divided into 17 personalities, the Samashti Hiranyagarbha also can be divided into 17 personalities. But their personality, here we are called Indriyams, there they are called Devatas. Therefore, Yajnavalkya points out, Antaryami is associated with all Devatas. These five features are connected with each Devata. In fact, one need not explain each devata, but to put it very much clear in the mind so that we don't forget. Yes, Upanishad does this. It doesn't have to do that for each devata, for each this thing. It doesn't have to do it. But to make sure that the point is well assimilated by us, it repeats. Each devata is taken and all the five features are brought in with regard to each devata. So we will take one devata as a sample, for example, and we can extend it to all other devatas. And when we put all devatas together, what we get? We get Hiranyagarbha. This is the method. So the first devata is in the third mantra. This is Prithivyam Tishtan. I told you Tishtan, one word. So Antaryami resides in Prithivi. Tishtan resides in Prithivi, physical Prithivi, physical earth, or the physical earth only here, the first feature. So Antaryami exists in that. There's Antaryami resides in that. The first thing we said resides. Second feature is Prithivyaha Antaraha. Resides where? Antaryami is interior to Prithivi, is inside physical earth. Antaryami resides in Prithivi. Antaryami is interior to Prithivi. That's the second feature. And the third feature is Yam Prithivi Na Veda. Prithivi here means the Prithivi Devata. Hiranyagarbha only, because Prithivi Devata is Hiranyagarbha only. It is part of Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbhasya Amshabhutaha. And that one, Na Veda, Prithivi Devata cannot know itself. Because Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manaha, we have already seen. Because Prithivi Devata cannot know itself. You cannot objectify. In fact, Shrotrasya Shrotram also is a commentary on Antaryami Brahmanam only. And the fourth feature is, Yasya Prithivi Shariram, the physical earth, it is the body of Antaryami also. We need to note, Prithivi Devata also has got a Shariram. Namely, I already told you, Devatas also have Shariram. Namely, the physical earth is Shariram of Prithivi Devata. Here he says, Antaryami also has the same Shariram. Therefore, one Shariram is shared by two. Prithivi Devata and Antaryami also use the same body. And what is the difference? Prithivi Devata refers to Hiranyagarbha Amsa and Antaryami refers to Ishvara Amsa. That is the only difference. Ishvara and Hiranyagarbha, they share the same sthula shariram, grass body. This is the fourth feature. And the next one is Yasya Prithivi Eva Shariram. That is in the fourth feature. Then the fifth feature is Yaham Prithivyam Antaro Yamayati. Who is the inner controller of within the Prithivi? One who controls even Hiranyagarbha. In fact, Hiranyagarbha is considered to be Samashti Jivaha only, as I told you. It's a Samashti Jiva. We are the individual Jiva. Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Jiva, the total. So it is an exalted Jiva, we can call it. Whereas Antaryami is Ishwara. Ishwara controls Hiranyagarbha also. Who is the most exalted Jiva? Hiranyagarbha is the most exalted Jiva and Ishwara controls that. So Yaham Prithivim Antaraha Yamayati. Then he concludes, Yeshate Atma Antaryami Amritaha. This principle alone is your Atma, your inner essence. Your means your body mind complex, behind your body mind complex, which is known as Antaryami, which is Amritaha, that is eternal. Now for all the mantras, you have to apply these five features. So the fourth mantra talks about Jala Devata. Fifth mantra talks about Agni Devata. Sixth mantra talks about Antariksha Devata. Seventh mantra talks about Vayu Devata. Eighth mantra talks about Dyauho Devata, upper regions, the heavens. Then the ninth mantra talks about Aditya Devata, the sun. Tenth mantra talks about Dig Devata, the various quarters, north, south, east, west, all that. And 11th mantra talks about Chandra Tarake, moon and stars. And 12th mantra talks about Akashaha, the space. And 13th mantra talks about Tamas. Tamas means the darkness Devata. Tamo Devata. Darkness also is a Devata. For us, everything is Devata. So in all of them, you know, you extend the same principle that Antaryami is interior to that, and Antaryami cannot be known by the Devata, and Antaryami has got the same body as the Devata, Antaryami controls that Devata. So all these five features we have to extend for each of those Devatas. And in the 14th mantra, the Tejas Devata is talked about with the Adi Devatam. With that, the Adi Devatam part of it is over. And Samashti Hiranyagarbha topic also is over. Now here afterwards, Yajnavalkya wants to apply the same principle at the Adibhuta level also. So he introduces Athadibhutam in the previous shloka. Let us read mantra 15. Yas sarveshu bhuteshu tittannam sarvebhyo bhutebhyo antaraha yam sarvani bhutani na viduho yasya sarvani bhutani shariram yas sarvani bhutani antaro yamayati Yeshata Atma Antaryami Amritaha Ityadi Bhutam Atadhyatmam. So this mantra is the Adibhuta Antaryami Pratipadaka mantra. The very same Ishwara is behind all the Bhutams also. And Shankaracharya, he takes it all the Bhautika Shariras or all the physical bodies. So having taken all bodies as Adibhutam, Bhautikam, from the elements, Yajnavalkya now takes up Adhyatmam and he deals with the individual or Vyashti. So he already dealt with total Samashti. Now he is going to take Vyashti. This is from the 16th to the 23rd mantra. Here also we have to extend the five features we discussed earlier. Namely, Antaryami is in all beings, interior, cannot be known by them, has got the same Shariram as theirs and is a controller of all of them. So these all five aspects we have to remember to apply to these other set of mantras also. We will read mantra 16. Yap prane tishtanam pranadantaraham yam pranona vedam yasya prana shariram yap prana pranamantaro yamayati yeshata atmantaryam yamritaham yo vachi tishtan vachontaraham yang vang na vedam yasya vakshariram yo vachamantaro yamayati yeshata atmantaryam yamritaham yas chakshushi tishtanam sak chakshushontaraham yam chakshurna vedam yasya chakshushariram yas chakshurantaro yamayati yeshata atmantaryam yamritaham yas shrotre tishtanam shrotradantaraham yam shrotram na vedam yasya shrotram shariram ಯಶ್ರೋತ್ರಮಂತರೋಯಮಯತಿ ಏಷತ ಆತ್ಮಾಂತರ್ಯಾಮ್ಯಮೃತಃ ಯೋ ಮನಸಿ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ மனசோந்தரஹம் எம் மனோன வேத எஸ்ய மனஷரீரம் யோ மனோந்தரோய மயதி ஏஷத ஆத்மா அந்தர்யாமி மிருதஹா யஸ்த்வாச்சி திஷ்டன் யஸ்த்வசி திஷ்டன் த்வச்சோந்தரஹா த்வச்சோந்தரஹா த்வக் எம் த்வங்ன வேத எஸ்ய த்வக் ஷரீரம் யஸ்ய த்வச்சமந்தரோய மயதி ஏஷத ஆத்மா அந்தர்யாமி மிருதஹா யோ விஜ்ஞானே திஷ்டன் விஜ்ஞானாதந்தரஹா எம் விஜ்ஞானம் ந வேத யஸ்ய விஜ்ஞானம் ஷரீரம் யோ விஜ்ஞானமந்தரோயமயதி ஏஷத ஆத்மா அந்தர்யாம்யமிருதஹா யோ ரேததி திஷ்டன் ரேதசோந்தரஹா எம் ரேதோ ந வேத யஸ்ய ரேதஷரீரம் யோ ரேதோந்தரோயமயதி ஏஷத ஆத்மா அந்தர்யாம்யமிருதஹா. So we will take this as another section up to this mantra 23rd. So from mantra 16 to the first portion of the mantra 23rd, Yajnavalkya takes the Adhyatman topic. And here the various organs are taken. Earlier the previous section, various devatas are taken. Now various organs are taken. Here also we have to apply the five principles. What are those? Antaryami is in all beings, interior to all of them. It cannot be known by them. It has got the same shariram as theirs, and it is the controller of all of them. But when we take the organs, the physical part of the organ should be taken as golakam. This also we are familiar. Physical part is called the golakam, and the subtle part is called indriyam. And then we have to apply the same five features. So the antaryami resides in all these golakams, the physical part of all the organs. And antaryami is interior to all the golakams. And antaryami cannot be known by the indriyam. And antaryami has got the same golakam as the indriyam. And finally, antaryami is the inner controller of all these indriyas. The same thing we have to apply as we did in the earlier section when it comes to all the devatas. So this is how the whole thing is explained. And here in mantra 16, prana is taken. And in mantra 17, that deals with vak indriyam and speech. Vak indriyam is speech. And mantra 18 talks about chakshur indriyam, the eyes. And mantra 18 talks about, deals with the shrotra indriyam, that is the ears. And mantra 20 talks about manas indriyam, that is manasa is mind. And mantra 21 talks about tvak. Tvak means the skin, sense of touch. And mantra 22nd talks about vijnanam, which is the intellect or buddhi. And mantra 23rd talks about retas. Retas means the organ of procreation. Prajanana indriyam is this retas. So a few karma indriyams are taken, jnana indriyams are taken, prana is taken, and antakarana, mind, buddhi, they are also taken. So taking all important organs of sukshma shariram, because when they are all part of sthula shariram, they are all called golakam. And when you take a sukshma shariram, they are all called indriyam. So jnana indriyam, karma indriyam, antakaranam, they are all taken as sukshma shariram. All the pranas, they are all taken as sukshma shariram. So antaryami is talked about. So in the last portion of the 23rd mantra, the nature of antaryami is being said, and that mantra we will read maybe in the next class, because it will take more time to explain that, so I don't have to leave it in between. So we will do the second part of the mantra 23rd. As I mentioned earlier, first part is what we said earlier. Second part we will take in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah தஸ்ய பிரகதிலீனசய பரசமகேஸ்வரஹாசி கிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து. நாராயணன்.